Welcome everybody, and good to see you all, and happy spring. We were just, a couple of you were mentioning that it was equinox late last night, or about 9:30 last night, I think, our time. And so this is officially the first day of spring. So I thought that I'd like us to do a meditation that really looks forward and really kind of takes this idea of new beginnings that we have from spring and helps us work with it. And, you know, so we've got this, we're at this period of the year. Equinox is when the night is roughly the same length as the day, and we're coming into the point of the year where the days start to get longer than the nights. And this was always a very important time, traditionally, in many, many cultures. In fact, probably in all cultures, they have one form of recognizing this as a time of year or another. You know, traditionally in pagan cultures, I noticed somebody had a car outside which said something like Christianity has pagan roots, which I thought was interesting given it was spring today, because of course bunny rabbits and eggs are very pagan symbols of fertility, and of course they've been adopted for Easter as well, which is next week. But there's this general theme at this time of the year about new beginnings and starting again. And as some of you know, probably one of my favorite pieces of teaching that I was ever given for meditation was by the teacher Sharon Salzberg. And she just simply says, meditation is the art of beginning again. And that, to me personally, in my own practice, has been probably one of the most useful things I've ever heard and ever been taught. So I'm happy to share it with you and hope that it's helpful to you too. And so that's what we're going to do for the meditation today, is just beginning again. And what we mean by that is, you know, often we kind of go into meditation with this strange idea that somehow, from when I first ring the bell to when I ring the three bells at the end, that somehow we have to do a perfect meditation. Somehow we have to have our minds still, we have to have our minds clear, we have to have our bodies without pain and without discomfort, and magically we make it through the 30 minutes without our minds wandering. Because somehow we feel that that's how it is for other people. And the reality is that's not how it is for other people. For all of us, you know, our minds, no matter how long we've been meditating, our minds, you know, have different level of agitation. Our bodies have different levels of discomfort. I once spoke with a monk who, you know, I'd sat with many times and seen him sitting, and I was always slightly jealous, I admit, of the way he could just sit for long periods of time. And I was thinking, man, you know, how does he manage to sit for that time without discomfort? And I chatted with him once, and he said, I don't sit for that period of time without discomfort. I have discomfort. The difference is what you do with it. Okay. And that was an important thing to me to realize, wow, you know, here's somebody who spends a large proportion of his waking life sat in meditation, and he still has discomfort. And yeah, we got thunder as well. So, beginning again. And so, really, when we meditate, this idea that it's not about, you know, trying to do the perfect 30 minutes or hour or however long of meditation, It's about when you do find you're distracted, what do you do? And again, coming back to Sharon Salzberg's words, meditation is the art of beginning again. And so when you recognize that your mind has wandered off, you begin again. You bring your mind back to the breath, back to resting on awareness of your breathing. And so that's all we're going to do this evening. We're going to do a simple breath awareness meditation with, but just with the understanding that when we do wander off, we're beginning again. We bring our minds back to the breath, and that is the meditation, you know, in the same way that repetitions in the gym are the exercise. Then this is the meditation. Beginning again is the art of meditation. And so whether for you this evening you have to do that 4 times, 5 times, 30 times, whether you find you're constantly doing it, that's okay. That's nothing to worry about. It's not that you're a bad meditator or a good meditator. It's that you're doing the meditation if you're beginning again. Okay? And telling ourselves that is the way we move forward and allow ourselves to really work with the meditation. Yeah? So no matter how many times your mind wanders, just bring it back. Don't beat yourself up. Don't say, I'm a lousy meditator. But just very gently bring it back to awareness of your breath. And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind tonight. The good stuff, the bad stuff, thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week just gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. And becoming aware of the sounds around us, the sound of the traffic in the street, the heating system, our friends about us, the thunder, and just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. Now turning our attention to the place where the weight of our bodies presses down through the cushion, the mat, the chair. Noticing the sensations of pressure on our feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And being aware that as your body presses downwards, so the cushion, the mat, the chair are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upwards to support you in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis, and taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine, maybe moving gently side to side, backward and forward, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, gently moving your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead, as a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Noticing the in-breath and noticing the out-breath. Noticing the small pause between the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath. And noticing the pause from the end of the out-breath while your body awaits the arising of the new in-breath. And for our meditation, allowing your mind to rest in gentle awareness of the process of your breathing. Not grasping onto the breath, not concentrating as hard as you possibly can, but just resting in a simple and gentle awareness of your breath. And if you find you've become distracted and you've lost that awareness of your breathing, remember that the art of meditation is beginning again. And just recognize the fact that your mind's wandered off. And without judgment, just beginning again by returning your mind to awareness of your breath. And whether you do that half a dozen times or 30 times or more, just not having any judgment, just recognizing that that's how it is for you this evening. But just every time you recognize that you've wandered off, gently bringing your mind back to the breath and beginning again. And now, very gently, return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made. May they attain liberation, and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.